Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm noticing younger individuals in their 20s and 30s are on blood pressure medicine. They're on cholesterol medication. They're like, dang, really high blood pressure and you're 25? You have high cholesterol and you're 29? Well, yeah. You know, the average 25-year-old doesn't get blood work. But I guess when they do check, they're noticing that these numbers are kind of high. And unfortunately, some of these medications are tough to tolerate. So how many of you were given a blood pressure medicine called lisinopril or benazepril? And then you had a nagging cough and everybody thought you had COVID. And then finally a doctor said, wait a second, you're coughing? Maybe it's your blood pressure medicine, only for you to have to get it changed. Well, cholesterol medication, the statins. Statins, wow. Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, Pravacol. These cholesterol medications, these statins, I think have saved millions of lives preventing heart disease. But what happens if you can't tolerate it? Some of these statins have side effects. One of my extended family members, his heart doctor, decided rather than starting them on a low dose like I like to, I'd like to start a patient on a very low dose, see how they do and see if it works. He went from instead of 10 milligrams just right to 40. Put this family member on 40 milligrams. Well, the person goes into rhabdomyolysis where his muscles got all inflamed. Now he can't take a statin at all. Well, that stinks if you are, you know, now almost allergic or intolerant to a medication that saved your life. So we do have a new medication called Nexletol, which apparently will also reduce your bad cholesterol and they say can decrease one's heart attack risk, especially for those who can't tolerate statins. Oh, sorry, Siri's now listening. We don't need Siri. Thank you. So this drug is called bempedoic acid. The brand name is Nexletol. And it's been effective at lowering cholesterol and reducing heart attack risk, according to a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, the cholesterol medications, the statins, they're HMG-CoAs reductase inhibitors. So they prevent cholesterol production. So then they reduce cholesterol, and they reduce it really well. Now, you could have headaches, nausea, muscle joint pain, elevated liver enzymes. And they're studying a spike in blood sugar, where some people might be more prone to diabetes, although I'm really mixed on that, because most diabetics have high cholesterol the decade before, so I don't know if you're turning diabetic anyway, or if it was the statin. But this Nexletol works by blocking the production of LDL, but just a little differently. Rather than being HMG-CoAs reductase inhibitors, they block an enzyme called adenosine triphosphate citrate lyase. Now, this is an enzyme. Yeah, I pronounced that correctly. Finally, I can pronounce it correctly. I'll do it again. Adenosine triphosphate citrate lyase, called ACL. An enzyme is a protein that needs to speed up chemical processes. When it blocks that, there are lower levels of than LDL cholesterol made. Very cool. Interesting. When they looked at studies, they found that the LDL bad cholesterol levels decreased by an average of 15 to 17% in those using it as opposed to 2% placebo. So even placebo, people got it 2%. It's crazy. You know, you take a medication, you think it's working, sometimes it just, even if it's, yeah. But they could use this in people with heart disease or heterozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, where you have an inherited condition that causes high cholesterol. And this might work really, really well. Now, I don't know all the nooks and crannies of it. I don't think you could take it at the same time as a statin. I'm thinking that they would be separate at first. But sometimes if you have high levels, they can then prescribe both at the same time. But if you can't take the statin, then you'll use it by itself. So this medication is an option for people who can't take a statin, or if the statin isn't working, or if they have to keep the statin at a lower dose. So this 13% lower risk of major cardiac events is cool. So death from cardiovascular causes, non-fatal MI, non-fatal stroke, coronary revascularization. There was a 23% lower risk of having a heart attack. And some people have heart attacks where they live. Unfortunately, like my father, didn't live. So you never know if your heart attack's going to be the mild one or not. So lowering your cholesterol level, lowering the clogging is the way to go. Remember, the LDL is what transports cholesterol to the cells and blood vessels. So it's basically the garbage truck bringing the cholesterol. The HDL is the sanitation department picking it up and bringing the unused stuff back to the liver to get destroyed. So you want a good amount of HDL and you want lower LDL. You still need some, because you need cholesterol in your body to function, but you just don't want too much, because what happens when you have too much garbage clogging up the neighborhood? The cars can't get through. Well, just like, you like my analogies? Yeah, or my metaphors? So Dr. John Alexander of Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, was not involved in the study, but said the results are compelling and that they will and should lead to the use of Nexletol by patients who cannot or choose not to take statins. We cannot, though, say it's an alternative to statins. We're not there yet. I don't know if those numbers are good enough. The statins are damn good. But, like I said, there's a lot of intolerabilities, and there's a lot of concerns people have. So if somebody can't take it, at least there's another option. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Of course, lowering your cholesterol does also rely on your food and the type of cholesterol food. You know, you want an egg. I don't mind you having one egg, but if you're putting butter and you're frying it and you're eating it with corned beef hash and bacon, you're probably going to raise your cholesterol. And also increase your exercise. Exercise can lower cholesterol. Exercise, it burns fat, burns sugar. So those are things that will help as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-BELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, our producer. So a poll of Americans say that it was not a conspiracy. Half of the U.S. really believes COVID-19 started in a lab. Now, we have to be careful with that statement. Starting in a lab could mean the virus was there and leaked, or starting in a lab could mean it was designed. But this is the first major poll since everybody was censored and shadow banned and accused of being conspiracy theorists, since the Department of Energy said, we have with low confidence that this did come from a lab. Now, that low confidence is kind of like, really, people? You still don't have, after 3 years, 3.5 years from when it happened, enough confidence? FBI had moderate confidence. FBI had even more confidence. But now half of Americans are going, you know what, we think it was created in a lab. So now this is, we are now at more of a widely acceptance. Although, you know what's interesting? The average person doesn't really open up about that kind of stuff. I mean, when this all happened, most of the doctors I talked to were like, yeah, I'm really not buying this whole, you know, fish market or wet market or bat soup theory. But nobody was going to say because everybody was afraid of losing their license. A Tip Insights poll provided exclusively to Daily Mail shows that 52% of U.S. adults subscribe to the lab leak theory. Only a small share of respondents think it came naturally or from animals. And remember, nobody's entirely wrong. The virus did originally come from animals. They're not wrong. But did it somehow, was it studied, which we know was studied in a lab, and did it get leaked? Or did an animal give it to a human completely devoid of any lab involvement? That's, you know, so if somebody said, Dahlia, COVID-19 came from an animal, the SARS virus, yeah, most likely did originally come from an animal. It's just back in 2002, it was studied in a lab, and we had an outbreak in China that Singapore ruled was their fault. And then the SARS virus got leaked in 2004, killed a few people or hurt a few people. Yeah, I think killed 4 people. Some got fired after that. And then we didn't hear much about SARS until 2019. So that's why I've always thought that some slipshod protocol happened again. Wasn't China's first rodeo. So the lab leak theory rose in popularity from 44% last year, which was when the FBI had suggested there was an issue, to the Energy Department's report. Now that you have two agencies, now we have about 54%. Now what's very interesting is President Trump had called this early on. And he had said he thought the lab leak was August of 2019. As a physician, that month does fall in line with the timeline of virus. If I was thinking the end of summer, early fall. And when the Trump administration says, according to their accounts, I think it was August 2019, because that's when people were starting to get sick in local hospitals, made perfect sense to me. I know a lot of people don't believe what Trump says, but that particular thing made some sense, made sense to me. And that's where I would have put it, because it was found in America by November of 2019. Even though we didn't test for it, when they looked back at samples later on into the pandemic, and they said, we had it here in November of 2019. So for a pandemic to spread across the world, we're actually being very conservative, saying that it was only August of 2019. Could have even been sooner. But right now, I'm very comfortable with the end of summer, early fall timeline of that. That's with my microbiology background. So if 54% of Americans believe that, does that mean 54% believes that Trump might not have been wrong? And I'm not saying this is going to have ramifications at the election, but it could, because the current administration has made it sound like Trump's theories were all out there and wacky. And, you know, if he was right, that, and, you know, and I'm not here to say, you know, DeSantis anybody else who would be considering to run for the GOP. Now, I'm not here to defend anything they say or defend anything Biden says. But when you have somebody who has been vilified in the media as what they're saying is wrong, you know, the border does not need a wall, because cartel members are not coming over, drugs are not coming over, and then the proof is, yes, they were. When science said, no, Trump's wrong, we don't have to, you know, change the lockdowns, the kids are fine, the kids are better protected, and now science is saying it was a mistake to keep them locked down so long. When you start seeing truths come out, and mind you, DeSantis has a lot of the same philosophies as Trump, The Democrats are going to have a tough time trying to say that these politicians are completely out of it if some of these things are coming forward. You know, a big concern people have is the regret a 10-year-old child may have if they're starting to transition. What is their regret going to be like when they want to have a baby in their 20s or 30s? Well, we don't have a lot of data. One study said there's 1% regret rate in transgender surgery. Others are saying it's a lot higher. One doctor said 1 in 4 are regretting it. So if you do end up having a politician such as DeSantis saying, look, I don't think these kids are able to make a decision on their fertility and what they're going to want 10, 20 years from now. Most of us don't even know what we want 1 year from now. You know, is he that far off and a lunatic, or is he right on the money? Now, this was a small survey when it comes to COVID. Survey has 1,370 adults, and they found that respondents were split among party lines. Republican voters, 68%, were more likely than Democratic voters to support the lab leak theory, but still, 40% of Democrats believed it. So this is a big turnaround. And the theory gaining traction will hopefully steer foreign policy and will hopefully steer... I don't need China being punished. I don't need the Democrats being right or the Republicans being right or the Democrats being wrong or Republicans being wrong. I don't need that. What I need as a doctor and as an American and as a public health advocate is I need to make sure nobody else gets sick again. I want to make sure that whatever cluster mess up happened, I'm being nice because we're on air, happened at the Wuhan lab or happened in China, doesn't happen again. And I'm hoping that every lab that has the same slipshod protocols or lack of oversight or poor work ethic is getting their act together. Because China has had now 3 possible leaks of the same type of virus. We haven't even talked about all the other things that are in these labs. That's scary stuff. One of you asked about the smallpox that might have been in a Pennsylvania lab. I think that was a joke. I think somebody it was like in somebody's lunch room in the refrigerator, and it was a vial that said smallpox. I don't know if anything came of it. I thought it was a joke, but who knows? I mean, maybe you have some people who are sick, some people who are stupid, some people with a death wish. I don't know. Now, China, of course, has denounced FBI Director Christopher Wray's accusation. They say there's no credibility whatsoever. And mind you, I mean, you know, China does not want to get blamed for this. They, you know, especially if they're thinking about making certain moves, and we are moving towards World War III, okay, they're going to need as many allies as possible if this does end up starting to move forward. But, you know, Americans have to call it and call it. I know everyone's like, well, don't upset China. Don't upset China. No. Listen, if we are the best country in the universe, okay, not only on the globe, in the universe, and we have our act together, right, we need these other countries to realize that we're on to them. A big concern people have with the space race is China is going to be able to attack us from space stations. And, you know, does anybody trust China? And if China's lying about COVID, and they have to double down, because if they right now say, sorry, guys, we were wrong. Well, that's not, there's a lack of trust. If there's a lack of trust, there's going to be suspicion. Look at what happened with the Chinese balloons. Hey, guys, it was a weather balloon. If it was a weather balloon, then you would have notified us saying, hey, we lost something. It's moving towards you. If you guys need to blow it to smithereens, we get you. Just be upfront. So this is definitely something that, you know, the Americans are starting to speak out saying, hey, guys, you know, would you put us through? If there was a reason for this and it's a reason that could be prevented, we need to be on top of that and prevent it again. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's telling a Senate committee there is a downside to low unemployment and other signs of economic recovery.
The latest economic data have come in stronger than expected, which suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates is likely to be higher than previously anticipated.
Powell reiterated the Fed's goal is to bring inflation down to 2%. A tragic end for four people from South Carolina who crossed into Mexico. Two are dead, another wounded, a fourth not seriously harmed. They were shot at and kidnapped by Mexican drug cartel soldiers last week. Another big storm is bearing down on California, even as people in the San Bernardino Mountains try to survive. Forecasters say massive amounts of rain and snow will continue to fall in the West over the next 2 weeks. Federal government's going to court to try to stop the planned merger of Spirit Airlines and JetBlue. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have a rabbi who was accused of raping his adoptive sons. This was a scary case. This was, just what the hell is wrong with people? And there's now questions on if he did lie also about his Jewish roots. He's accused of raping his adoptive sons, was arrested in 2019 on suspicion of attacking another boy, but was released on bond and allowed to return home, where the abuse continued for 4 years until his arrest again last month. Chaim Nissim Cohen is now in custody on suspicion of raping at least 6 of his 9 adoptive sons. He's 38 years old and is also accused of faking his Jewish heritage and chronic illness. Now, Cohen was taken into custody after one of his adopted sons, 18, called a podcast begging for help. Since then, two other boys have told police that he abused them. Six of his children, who are still minors, have now been taken into foster care. They're 9, 10, 14, 15, 16, and 17. And again, he had been arrested for attacking a child. In 2019, a Spanish exchange student who was living in his home told police that he attacked him too. He was charged with sexual indecency, but was granted bond and was allowed home to the nine boys who say that he abused them. Just blows your mind how, I mean, that's definitely a system that has some holes in it. So court records detail what the boy told the police. He said when in trouble, he would tell the boy that he needed to make him happy. He would touch the chest and stomach area and then would make noises and would, he actually goes into some really, I won't go into that, but disgusting. And Cohen has been arrested and charged, but then he was released from bond, went back home, continued to abuse him, and then was arrested again last month. And so prosecutor Jana Oswald from the Harris County District Attorney's Office admitted last week after his arrest that all of us knew there was something going on, but we weren't able to prove it. When questioned on why he was released, a spokesman for the DA's office told Daily Mail there's generally a pretty high bar for a defendant to be held without bond, which is a constitutionally protected right in most circumstances. So this occurred, if I could find the city again, I apologize. I don't know if I have that yet. I apologize. It doesn't say in the article. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, if I get that, I'll. So the Child Protective Services declined to give details on how many times it happened, but it sounds like it was a lot. And the children were not removed from care after the 2019 incident was reported. Oh, I think this was in Texas. CBS in Texas also investigated him, but the boys say they were instructed by Cohen to lie. Cohen turned the family's life into a money-making social media phenomenon. He had National Sons Day. He would post pictures. He set up a Cash App account so strangers could donate to the family, advertised Amazon wish lists, and then he would talk about how he was discriminated against, and he was really taking advantage they take advantage of people trying to claim that, and it's unclear if he was even Jewish. So he fabricated, we're being told, a Jewish heritage. He said he grew up as a Hasidic Jew in New York, but he was born in Odessa, Texas. And that court records say he routinely used different names. So, it's sad. It's to think this could happen. But the psychology of somebody getting away with something is a very dangerous one. And as we look at how we're moving forward with crime and how we're moving forward with releasing people, if you notice, the news will cover, and we don't hear it all because there's just too many criminals out there, but sometimes it'll make a headline where somebody caused a crime, but they were let out on bail, or they were released, or they were not found guilty times before. And so when criminals act, many of them do it multiple times. You know how you'll hear the saying that criminals will return to the scene of the crime, sometimes do it again? If somebody thinks they got away with it, there's this psychological phenomenon that makes them feel like, well, then I could do it again. And almost seems to erase some of the guilt and some of the, some of the doubt of them being able to do it. So, for example, when somebody cheats, it's interesting how my patients would tell me about this, where the first time they did it, they couldn't sleep, they felt sick to their stomach, but once they did it more often, they found a justification, and then they didn't feel guilty. Because I would ask, I go, how did you deal with the guilt? And they would tell me, later on, we don't feel guilty. But there's guilt initially, and that same concept happens with criminals. They get caught, so they feel guilty. That, well, I guess I did something bad. But then they're able to get off, get out of it. And then they may justify, well, you see, I am right. which is wrong. But they might think to themselves, I am right, or I wasn't that bad a person, or the law is gray and not black and white. And then you have other people that just are so mentally ill that they just don't even see that what they're doing is wrong. And it's scary. And when you have kids like this at risk, and, you know, so we really need to rethink when we let a criminal out, how we approach, how do we follow up, how do we, you know, and you have first offenders, second offenders, third offenders, fourth offenders. It's you know, find out what the psychology is and learn from it. And I know we have parole and we have parole officers. We don't have enough of them. God bless them. But, you know, people that get out, especially if they do crimes that hurt other people, these, you have to be prepared that they could act again if they weren't rehabilitated. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're watching this story closely where four Americans were kidnapped at gunpoint at the U.S.-Mexico border by the Gulf Cartel. Two, we were told today, were found dead. One wounded. Oh, actually, they said one wounded and one was okay. Now we're being told both of them were wounded. And apparently the four made the trip from, I believe, South Carolina because one of them needed a tummy tuck. And they were going to get cosmetic surgery that was going to be cheaper in Mexico. Latavia Tay McGee and her cousin Shahid Woodward and their friends Zindel Brown and Eric Williams were traveling south so McGee could get a tummy tuck. They got caught in gunfire between two gangs on March 3rd. El Universal reported that a woman believed to be McGee was not injured, and a man she was found with were in a stash house in the rural town of El Tecolote, 6.5 miles from Matamoros. Their surviving Americans were taken to the border near Brownsville, Texas, in a convoy of Mexican ambulances and SUVs. And you can see she just is overwhelmed. You know, and unfortunately, two people died. The governor of Tamaulipas, Americo Villarreal Anaya, confirmed the condition of the four Americans over a phone call during President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador's press conference on Tuesday. Governor Americo Villarreal said that there had been close attention on the incident and medical support is being provided to surviving victims, while the president vowed those responsible will be punished. He said there is no impunity, there is somebody under arrest. Those responsible are going to be found, he says. They're going to be punished, as was done when they murdered women and children in Bavispe from the LeBaron Miller-Langford family. All involved were arrested. So it's a shame. Two died, and we're warning people, please be careful. There's multiple states in Mexico now that have do not travel alerts from the American government. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are panicking about this next headline. Don't panic. Doesn't necessarily mean this is going to happen. But the FDA is going to look at diphenhydramine, Benadryl products, Sudafed, phenylephrine, and pseudoephedrine products to see if they should be sold over the counter, based on not so much the safety risks, but if they're efficacious. And some of you are panicking because you've been enjoying the medicines being over-the-counter and able to get them and able to use them during COVID or flu and colds, and you think it helps you feel better. But the FDA has been petitioned to take a look at the efficacy to see if they are worth being over-the-counter. And so this is a concern to a lot of people, but it's not, this isn't a shock. The FDA not only has to review safety issues, but they also have to review if some of these medications are better than placebo or not. Now, I got to tell you, if I take a Sudafed product, to me, that sucker works. If I take some Benadryl, or if I take a Tylenol PM, I'm out. I mean, it knocks me out. So I'm telling you right now, for me, placebo or no placebo, those suckers work on me. I think they work. But the FDA has been asked to reconsider, so they are going to now consult a panel of outside advisors to see if phenylephrine, which is a very common decongestant, if it's effective and is worth being over the counter. There has been a renewed petition to pull it from store shelves over studies showing it was no more effective than placebo in pills and syrups. The April meeting of the FDA's Non-Prescription Drugs Advisory Committee will weigh whether the agency should revoke oral phenylephrine's classification as a, quote, generally recognized as safe and effective, not because of safety issues, but because of efficacy. They want to make sure it's effective. This could pave the way for the FDA to upend the market, according to CBS News, for those over-the-counter congestion remedies. Now, this would undo a 2007 meeting of the same panel that had sided with evidence suggesting it may be effective and may call for studies of higher doses. So we have medication over-the-counter that I'm comfortable with, not in high doses. I think some of you guys really overdose on it. But we have these medications that are based on science, 16 years old science. And so the FDA does have to revisit. And remember, we humans change. Our body types change. COVID could have changed some things around. So it's not a surprise for them to do this. But I know there's a big push for there to be more medicines over the counter. Abortion pills, Narcan, birth control. People are trying to get antibiotics over the counter. So to see the FDA consider pulling that back, it does make people a little nervous. I get it. But it's not a surprise. So this does follow efforts to combat illegal manufacturing of methamphetamine. Other ingredients like pseudoephedrine that have been used in Sudafed, other drugs, these have now had to be moved to over the count, moved behind the counter, and some of them only obtained by a prescription, because you could get pseudoephedrine and people were making meth out of it. And so now there's a limit on what you could buy. So before the 2007 meeting, a meta-analysis from the group had concluded an oral dose of phenylephrine was effective as an alternative to treat congestion. Now, in 2015, professors Leslie Handelis and Randy Hutton submitted a new petition telling the FDA to pull it. They said since their original petition that led the 2007 meeting, they cited new data finding phenylephrine was no better than placebo and renewed criticism around the CHPA's analysis and some questionable studies underlying them. So they said, let me be clear, oral phenylephrine is not a safety risk. It just doesn't work. So here's the thing. They believe that the spray works better than the one that goes into the bloodstream. They said in the bloodstream, it's almost useless. So here's the thing. I mean, I don't like nasal sprays that act how these medicines work. So, for example, with any sort of phenylephrine or pseudoephedrine, they constrict your blood vessel. They constrict the blood vessel so you get less seepage, shall we say, and less congestion. When you vasoconstrict, you seem to breathe better. That's why people love those Afrin sprays, and they get kind of addicted to these nasal sprays. Because they vasoconstrict, you feel almost immediate relief. You go, oh, that's working. Yeah, but you don't realize when the medicine wears off, you get this rebound. Same thing. I used to, when I went to UNLV years ago in the 90s, they had olive trees. So when I had to walk to the biology building to take my classes, I would get hit with the olive trees. I would have such bad allergies. So I would be on Claritin D because it had just come out, and I would be on that every day. And it would work when I was in class, and then later that afternoon or night, boom, you'd get a rebound. So even orally, these medicines have a rebound effect. Now, for me, it seemed to work. But for others, they're saying that there's not enough in the bloodstream of either phenylephrine or pseudoephedrine and the medicines are going to look at, such that it might not be quote-unquote effective. So for the FDA to say a medicine's effective, they need to prove that it's effective. And if it's not, it shouldn't be over the market. Are they going to pull the drugs? I don't think so. Again, because it's not a safety issue. So they have to prove that enough studies have said it's effective. And I'm going to tell you, trust me, the American public's going to say, we love our Benadryl. We love our Sudafed. But I am worried about the risks. I do have a concern with the safety risks. I think some of you are taking too much Benadryl. You know, Benadryl you're not supposed to take every day for allergies. Right, that makes you very, very tired. I think there's a tolerance that's built up. And a lot of you are taking it for sleep every night. There's been studies saying when you take those kinds of medications for sleep every night, you have a lower lifespan. They've had studies showing that people are at higher risk of death of all causes when they take these medications every day. Well, maybe it's because people with insomnia might have sleep apnea or other issues. But phenylephrine and pseudoephedrine, that raises your blood pressure. Nobody should be on that medication long term. And some people are using it as a form of speed. They can't take Adderall because Adderall is in short supply, so they're taking phenylephrine and pseudoephedrine. Again, that is something that isn't proper use of it. So I don't know what the answer is, because I got to tell you, throughout COVID, it was a godsend for people to have access to Mucinex and a lot of these medications. You know, but as I've said before, and I'm going to say again, I think parents have been overusing the medications, and we have some dumb, I don't know who, you know, put that out there, where the second somebody feels a little bit warm to be, you know, overdosing on Tylenol and Motrin. And we're having parents say, I can't keep the fever down no matter how much Tylenol or Motrin, how much more can I give? And I go, maybe we need to address the fever. Maybe your kid has an ear infection. Maybe your kid has flu. Why are we drowning kids in Tylenol and Motrin when their body is trying to fight off an infection? I get it. We don't want a febrile seizure. We don't want them suffering from high temperatures. They could dehydrate, not eat, not sleep, not recuperate. But low-grade fever, stop it already. Same thing with the sneezing. I told you guys, the reason why I got over COVID faster than other people is because I sat in the shower and I just kept blowing my nose and let that stuff come out. Same thing with diarrhea. A lot of you guys have diarrhea, and day one, you're taking Imodium. Why aren't you letting it get out? True, we don't want you to dehydrate, and we will use Imodium if we think you're going to dehydrate, but your body has a defense mechanism, and we keep trying to stop that defense mechanism. The reason why you are hitting the decongestants is because you are feeling the congestion, and your nose is running. Your nose is running to get the crap out. That's why your nose is running. And I get it. Sometimes it could cause, you know, lung infections and ear infections. And I get we want to control it somehow. But we might be overusing these drugs. So I do think there needs to be them available, but an education with it. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.